Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match winning deals. And Nutrien Water. Nutrien Water offers a complete range of irrigation services.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Wednesday, the hump day. Apply online to certify that your products are Australian. AustralianMade.com.au/apply. The WAFL budget is finished. That's what we've been told today. I reckon there'd be plenty out there in country Western Australia that would have come down to the West Australian Football League over the years, Hayes, that'd be pretty saddened by that for the moment anyway.
They would be. It's been an institution for so long. But a sign of the times, I think, with the waffle and the rise of also the AFLW, I think it's losing a bit of prominence. But, Carl, more injuries around the AFL, would you believe? Jack Darling, small cheekbone fracture. Anthony Miles, he sustained a pec injury doing bench press, so he'll be out for a long period of time. Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody, another bomber, minor calf strain there. And Lynn John, this guy can't catch a break. He's got a high-grade hamstring, 10 to 12 weeks. It's a sad story because he keeps getting injured and we know he can play.
Well, mate, it goes on, doesn't it? Glenn Maxwell out of the Tour of South Africa. He's to undergo elbow surgery on his left elbow. So Darcy Short comes in to replace him. We'll talk about that with Adam Voges in our program shortly. So he fills in the T20 and 50-over squads. And we've got a mental health player that's walked away too, Hayes.
This time, Matt Renshaw. He played cricket for Australia only 2 years ago. He is taking some time off from Queensland and a bit going on around his selection there as well. I think he may be at another club next year. We'll wait and see how that one plays out.
Thank God one bloke who isn't injured is Jordan Thompson, who won at the New York Open this morning. He beat Ivo Karlovic in the round of 32. He'll now play the number one seed, the American John Isner. So looking forward to Jordan Thompson, who started 2020 in a fine fettle here at the Aussie Open and now strutting his stuff in the United States. Speaking of strutting our stuff, we'll be doing that next here on Sports Day. We'll jump into our first interview with Jason McCartney next here on Sports Day. It's Kia's open season with match-winning deals.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Water. Nutrien Water offers a complete range of irrigation services.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and we are joined by Jason McCartney from the Greater Western Sydney Giants. He is their football manager. He was their list manager. How's the new job going?
Yeah, look, it's been really good. Obviously, We're well placed after what we've put out on the park the last couple of years, and yeah, really exciting to take up the challenge and move from the list management role into the GM of footy role.
Now, how much does the football manager have to say in the list management, given that you've just stepped out of that role, eh?
Yeah, look, everyone shapes up a little bit differently in that list management space, and part of my role and responsibility will to be to continue on in that capacity. Probably not too dissimilar from Hawthorn. Do it in a similar fashion with Graham Wright, who's the GM of football, having, I suppose, Wrighty filled that list management role for 8 or 10 years and myself doing it for 8 years. So we'll continue on that vein and just structure up a little bit differently.
You've done a very good job because I reckon it's the toughest job in footy with all those poachers out there trying to get your talent, but you've still got a few to lock away. Jeremy Cameron this year is a free agent, and Zach Williams, the other one, that clubs feel they could get close to him. How are you situated with both those players?
Yeah, look, it's a good question, Hayes. We have it every year. I've already read the articles about those players, and we're pretty accustomed to that, the discussion. As soon as we sign one, the focus is that's great that they move on to another one. So that's our lot. We accept that, and we work closely. We're comfortable where the discussions are at. The players are really invested. They're training well and things like that, but we don't know the time frame of these things. Some you sign quicker than others. Some, as with Stephen Cornelio last year, take a little bit longer, but we're always confident by the dialogue we're having and the conversations with management and players, but until they sign on the dotted line, you're never quite sure.
Hey, Jay, so different to when you and I played, where loyalty and club loyalty was something that existed and you tended to stay and play and you weren't pushed out the door so quick. But there's so much more movement in the game these days. I know the players wanted it and the long-term contracts that you have to hand out and sometimes ahead of their time.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like the player movement's very fluid now, and it's changed a lot. But we've got a proven track record and ability to retain high end talent. Obviously, we do have to trade players out. There's a thing called the salary cap, which means we're forced to do that. Long term contracts, yes, probably off the back of free agency. That's something all clubs and we in particular need to go down that path, I suppose, when 95% of our talent is. We've had to move. Yes, we've got academy boys are from country New South Wales, but we've only got three boys on our list are actually from Sydney. So you're confronted with that all the time, but that's all part and parcel.
Jason McCartney will stay with us after the break. Macca's mini games are here. Play and win daily food prizes only on the My Macca's app.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Water. Nutrien Water offers a complete range of irrigation services.
And Jason McCartney is with us. He's the footy manager at the Greater Western Sydney Giants, Hayes.
Jace, the grand final was a horror show, let's be honest, last year. How did the coach, Cameron?
It was. I'm not going to shy away from that.
How did he address it?
We let the day down, didn't we? How we addressed it? It was addressed initially straight after. When we come back, we've touched on it, done a little bit. But I think the great thing around it is its actions speak louder than words. And the way the players have presented pre-season, the way they've gone about it, the condition they're in at the moment, that says to me and our coaching staff and others that we're in really good shape. So we're extremely proud of what the group was able to achieve last year to get into that position. But us, like the players, are really bitterly disappointed in what we put out on Grand Final Day. And Richmond were far too good.
You like to poach a lot of our West Aussies. You've got a lot of youngsters there. Sam Taylor, how's his development going? I think he can become an absolute star this year. And the fitness of Zach Langdon, another one we didn't see too much of last year.
Yeah, I'll start. Sam's been a terrific acquisition. Look, he's playing a key position ahead of his time and what he's churning out for us. So, really, he's going into his third season. But like those guys, really, it's only his second full pre-season. So, we're looking forward to him just continuing on in that positive vein he's shown. Zach Langdon, Zach obviously really had a big impact first year at the club. Unfortunately, the injuries they got him last year, but he's in really good nick pre-season. So we expect he's pretty determined to jump back up and reclaim one of those small forward spots. And Bobby Hill. Bobby came in last year and a breath of fresh air and great excitement. Obviously now he's getting a taste of what a full pre-season's like, and that can only hold him in good stead as well.
How keen are you to go to LA?
LA, that's something that's initiative of the club and working closely with the AFL. And look, it's exciting, but we don't shy away from the fact that our heartland and playing games at Giants Stadium and our partnership in Canberra, that's first and foremost. But the opportunity to expand and grow our brand, and we've got connections over in the US through some of our high coterie network groups. So, yeah, that'll work away in the background. And if that comes off, that's only another positive for the club and growing our Giants brand globally.
So was that an approach made by you to the AFL, or did the AFL come to you?
No, that's us with the AFL. We sort of pride ourselves on being like a club like no other. We do have to attack things differently. We've done that, and it's given us a really strong foundation, both commercially, our membership base, although it's nowhere near the level of the established clubs, what we've able to hit targets in 8 years. So we need to keep looking outside the box, but can never, ever take our eye off the ball, and that's our bread and butter and our fundamentals, which is out playing in the West, out at Giants Stadium, like I said, and obviously our partnership in Canberra has been phenomenal. So that's really important to keep growing that while looking at other little opportunities to add to our brand.
Jason McCartney there for Nutrien Water. Offer a complete range of irrigation services. Stay with us. Coming up next is Adam Voges here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Water. Nutrien Water offers a complete range of irrigation services.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Time now for Adam Voges, who I ran into on Friday night. We were playing in a Boundary for Bushfires charity game. He was limping. He's torn his hamstring. Adam Voges, how are you? What's happened?
Good evening, guys. Unfortunately, been the wrong side of 40 now. I'm quickly learning that I can't do what I used to be able to. So, the hammy's a little bit tight at the moment.
I've seen you, though, out there warming up with the boys in the Scorchers games, down on your knees, you're whacking balls, you got the mitt on, they're whipping them back into you. You're still keeping up pretty good, though, aren't you, overall?
Trying to, but, try and get a bit of exercise in every now and then. Keeps me sane, just a little bit injured at the moment, but over in Adelaide now, preparing for Shield cricket and looking forward to getting stuck into that.
Adam, as a coach and being involved in that way, and, you know, people might not get there early enough to see the warm-ups when I'm there preparing to do a broadcast that you do in all forms of the game. It's not just this form of cricket that you go out there and get engaged in that sort of stuff prior to getting involved in a contest. How important is that as a coach to be out there in that sort of environment?
Oh, yeah, obviously. Game day is obviously really important in terms of the preparation and making sure the guys get exactly what they need. And as a coach and as a coaching staff, our job's really to make sure the guys are as prepared as they possibly can be for when they walk out onto the ground. And that is certainly the days leading up. We've come over to Adelaide a couple of days earlier just to make sure we're ready to go for our Shield game. But that leads all the way up until the moment that they walk over the line and bowl that first ball. So, that's really important part of what we do and just making sure those guys are ready to go.
Starting on Friday against South Australia, the Big Bash is done and dusted. Does it take much time for the players to readjust from format to format? I know you had a couple of practice games and there was a very low score.
Yeah, we had that second 11 game last week, Hayes, and that was certainly a little bit disappointing from a results point of view. But on the other side, for the guys to get some exposure to the Duke ball that swings quite prodigiously and is certainly a different challenge to what the guys have faced during the Big Bash over the last couple of months. So that transition back into red ball cricket, back into to Shield and with the Duke ball just takes a little while. Some of the guys who were able to play in that game, I think, took a lot out of it, and I think they'll certainly be better for it. And then on the other side, you've got guys like Marcus Stoinis and Josh Phillippe who have literally flown straight from the Big Bash final over to Adelaide with us and have only a couple of days to try and transition into red ball cricket. So a few of the guys are all in different areas, but we're certainly hoping by the time the boys walk out there on Friday, they're all ready to go.
Adam Voge is there for Nutrien Water, offering a complete range of irrigation services. We'll come back next, and Sue Gordian will talk to us about the world of netball. The coach nationally has been sacked.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Water. Nutrien Water offers a complete range of irrigation services.
Nice to have your company here on Sports Day. Australian-made Aussie update. Support local. Australianmade.com.au. Well, Lisa Alexander, the coach of our Diamonds, was sacked. Sue Gordian joins us here on Sports Day to chat about it. Welcome, Sue.
Hi, boys. Good to be here, but probably not on a good day, as you mentioned, for Lisa. A bit of a worry.
Were you expecting this decision to be made by Netball Australia and the board?
Personally, yes, I was. I felt that the pressure was on Lisa. Just while she's got a terrific win-loss ratio, I think the pressing issue is possibly the last two losses at major championships, albeit by only a goal, but we've got a proud history of success. So that pressure would have been put on the shoulders of the coach and also the board to decide where they're going, I guess, in this next 4 to 8 year cycle.
Clearly, she believes she was the right woman to take the Australian team forward. She did win the Commonwealth Games in 2014 and the World Cup in 2015. But as you mentioned, those two big losses at the 2019 World Cup and the Commonwealth Games in 2018, Australia expects to win, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. And I think we've got to credit Lisa. She's been our longest standing coach in terms of like 102 caps she's coached, better than any other. We know Norma Plummer so well. Recent history, Jill McIntosh of West Australian, and prior to that, Joyce Brown. These are big names of our game. Lisa joins that and goes right to the top. So she's done a terrific job, but she's been there for 8.5 years. And as I say, you know, it's a tough gig. We don't like to lose at the best of times, but we don't like losing to the Kiwis. And they were gut-wrenching losses. And I kind of felt after we lost the Commonwealth Games that if she were to hold on to a job, she had to come through with a win at the World Cup. And unfortunately for her, it was another one-goal loss. Some might think that's not a lot, but in the big scale of sport, high performance, not good enough.
Where does a coach go after she's been sacked as the coach of the Diamonds? Do you expect her to pop up somewhere else in maybe the Netball Super League?
Best question going around in the last 5 hours today. Where does Lisa Alexander go next? The one thing I can say is she's done a terrific job in engaging the media in her time as coach. So she certainly made a few good friendships along there, whether we see her there. She has spruced the thought she'd love to be the first female AFL coach. Not sure about that. But she may contribute in a high-performance arena in some respects. And the other thing is, there's nothing short of her probably wanting to be a Suncorp Super Netball coach. The one thing we know about being a national coach in our sport, it's a tough gig because you basically step out of that day-to-day training environment and you end up being a coach that comes in just for the big international. So to get that sort of week-in, week-out touch, I think Lisa's mentioned quite a number of times that she misses that. There's a few Suncorp Super Netball head coach contracts coming up at the end of 2020. The timing could be good for her.
Sue Gordian there. Look for the green and gold Australian-made logo to be sure that it's authentically Australian-made. We'll finish off with the daily roundup next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Water. Nutrien Water offers a complete range of irrigation services.
Welcome back to Sports Day, the daily roundup. Ila Tomljanović beat Von der Rosa in the St. Petersburg Ladies Trophy Tournament. She'll now play Anastasia Potapova from Russia in the next round, and looking forward to seeing her continue on. And the NRL Nines are on this weekend in Perth. Tomorrow they will be rolled out to the media. It's at HBF Park, Friday and Saturday. 30 matches over 12 hours. Four pools of four teams. The best players here in our market. NRL.com/nines for the draw and all of the information, Hayes.
And the Australian women's team defeated India today by 11 runs in the final. Jess Johnson got us home 5-for-12. She was the star, but Beth Mooney, 71 not out and also one player of the series. Good work there. And Carl, Max Gawn today, there's only a small thing. He sat right next to Simon Goodwin in the team photo. What does that tell you? He could be announced as captain or co-captain with Jack Viney, who is on the other side. You've got to look for these little things, Carl.
Yeah, well, you never know. He might be just a vice-captain. You might be gone after this. Now, the West Australian RSC Sports Day of the Year is going to be crowned tomorrow. So hopefully on the back of that, we'll try and get hold of the winner. So good luck to all of the West Australians. Madison Di Rosario, Nathan Fife, Bryce Cotton, Madison Keeney, Diego Castro, Sam Kerr, Hannah Green, Sam Hill, Annabelle McIntyre, Matthew Wern, Brianna Throssell and Sam Welsford are those that are in for the big gong tomorrow night here at Optus Stadium. Looking forward to the winner being crowned. You can rely on Nutrien Water to manage all your irrigation products and service needs. We'll see you tomorrow from 6.